Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stafford. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Stafford. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia misplays the ball. That's an error on Elia. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard fires to first and picks off Campaneris. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Buford moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. McCraw scores. Robinson moves to third. Adair moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Stafford fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0 for 1 in the game. Repos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Repos moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Repo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard is hit by the pitch. Adair moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Agee reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. Howard moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Bill Stafford. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia misplays the ball. That's an error on Elia. Roof moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adair fields the ball and throws to second. Elia drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Elia. Roof scores. Gosger moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek, who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Ken Berry pinch runs for John Romano. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Green hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-2 in the game. Nasek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-2 in the game. Elia strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roof is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater juggles the ball. That's an error on Cater. AG moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Buford steals second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McCraw is walked intentionally. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ken Berry. Guido Grilli now pitching. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Smokey Burgess. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes AG. The slide. Roof applies the tag. AG is out. Buford moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford scores. McCraw moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dixon now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roof for a passed ball. McCraw scores. Robinson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Freese now playing third base. Don Buford now playing left field. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Repose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-3 in the game. Elia hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard bunts towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. McNairtney moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Green strikes out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-3 in the game. Nasek hits a pop-up towards short. Elias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roof strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.